Hi everyone, I'm Ben, and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It is Wednesday, the 14th of September, and today's news story is about a man who had a very narrow escape when he floated away in a hydrogen balloon. Right, so lots to talk about here, but before we find out what on earth I am talking about, let's take a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using. So if you want to get yourself a piece of paper and a pen so you can write down these words, I'm going to give you six words and you have to listen out for them. See if you can understand the words based on the context. At the end of the episode, we'll take a look at the definitions of the words and how I use them. So the first word is a verb. It is to harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T. Harvest. Next is a noun. Ant. A-N-T. What is an ant? Next, a verb. Deflate. D-E-F. L-A-T-E, deflate. Next, another verb, to land, L-A-N-D, to land. Next, a phrasal verb, to give up. What does it mean if you give up? And finally, a noun, ordeal, O-R-D-E. A-L. What is an ordeal? Listen very carefully for those words. See if you can understand them based on the context. We will return to all of those words at the end of the news story. Okay, let's find out what happened. A man in China has been rescued 2 days after he floated 320 kilometers away in a hydrogen balloon. Hu Yongju was riding a balloon to harvest pine nuts with a colleague when it suddenly rose uncontrollably. His colleague jumped out of the basket, leaving Hu floating towards the sky. Luckily for Hu, he still had signal on his phone. So he called his brother-in-law, saying that he was scared of heights and that everything he saw looked like ants. He continued to float towards the Russian border for another day before the emergency services finally made contact with him. They explained how to deflate the balloon so he could land safely. Hu landed in a forest 320 kilometers away, but the police were unable to find him because his phone was providing an inaccurate location. Eventually, the team of 500 firefighters, police, and professional rescuers managed to locate and rescue him. He was reported to be in good condition, apart from light injuries on his back. Lu said, "I almost gave up. I am grateful to the rescuers. Otherwise, I wouldn't be alive." And that's today's news story. So, imagine you were in his position. After that ordeal, would you get back in the balloon? Okay, let's take a look back at the vocabulary at the start. So the first word was harvest. So this is what he was doing. This is why he was riding the balloon, harvesting pine nuts. Apparently, this is quite common in China to use a balloon in order to harvest pine nuts. So to harvest means to gather or collect crops. Next, ant. So he said that everything he saw from the balloon high in the sky looked like ants. So we know it's something very, very small. An ant is a small insect that lives in colonies. An ant. Next, to deflate. So the emergency services explained to him how to deflate the balloon. This means to let air or gas out of something. Deflate. Next, to land. So they explained how to deflate the balloon so he could land safely. And then he landed in a forest 320 kilometers away. And this means to arrive on the land after being in the air or possibly in water. Okay, next, to give up. This is in the quote. He said, "I almost gave up." To give up means to admit and accept failure or defeat. And finally, ordeal. I asked you, would you get back in the balloon after that ordeal? An ordeal is a traumatic experience. Okay, hopefully you understand those words and the new story in full. I hope you enjoyed today's new story about this quite lucky man. If you want to read the transcript of today's new story, then you can do so by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club. You'll get access to all of my transcripts for Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu and one transcript a week of my other podcast, Parler Anglais. It will cost you €5 a month if you are interested. Go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another new story tomorrow.